Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
640 on the wake-up call. It's 106.5 The End. Sunshine all day today. High of 84. Coming up 9:30. That's your next chance to get your hands on tickets to the Disneyland Resort. We do it twice today. 9:30 and 3:30. You count the songs, have the exact number of songs when we tell you to call, and you're going to the Disneyland Resort from 106.5 The End.
The wake-up call.
106.5 The End.
All right, it's time to play. It's a movie about intern Kevin. We've thrown him a handful of movie titles. His job is to give us a description of the movie without
he can give any description
any description
movie.
Right,
yeah. He just has to know what it's about, and they're movies that almost everyone,
yeah,
even if you haven't seen it, you've heard of it and you know what it's about.
Everybody but Kevin seems to know.
Up for grabs tickets for Harry Styles. He's going to be at the Golden One Center next year in 2018, and tickets go on sale on Friday. Susan from Lodi is playing this morning. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
All right. Do you think you got this? You know how the game works?
Yes.
All right. First movie intern Kevin has, Braveheart. Do we think intern Kevin knows the movie Braveheart?
I say yes.
This is one of my all-time favorite movies, if not my favorite movie of all time. And I'm going to say that he doesn't know it because he thinks it looks boring and long.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. Susan, what do you think? Do you think he knows it or not?
Well, my daughter saw me. No, Kevin will not know this.
Okay.
How old is your daughter? How old is your daughter, by the way?
20. She's 20. 20.
All right, she might be a good barometer on this.
Here we go. Yeah. Braveheart. It's a movie about a warrior that started from the bottom as a squire, and he reached all the way to a title of a knight because of his brave heart, and he led the crowd to victory.
No. That's 1 point for Susan.
Led the crowd to victory.
You know, he tries to be vague enough that he thinks we'll go like, okay.
I'm on the line.
All right, good job. You're on the board.
All right, here we go. Movie number two is Home Alone. Do you think intern Kevin will know the movie Home Alone?
I think he not only knows it, but he has tried to Kevin McAllister someone by putting micro machines on the ground or like push pins or, I don't know, putting dish soap.
Gavin?
Go ahead, Susan.
It seems like this is definitely in his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I guess I agree too.
And he's going to say something about the kid putting hands on both sides of his face.
Okay, yeah, I say he knows this one too.
All right, the movie is Home Alone.
Home Alone. Home Alone. I was named after the kid. At the beginning, he was like acting out. He didn't want to go. And then he went to his room to sleep or something like that. And then his family left the family trip. So now he is home alone. And these robbers try to rob his house. And he stops the robbers from robbing his house. And it's so great because I was named after him. And he's so smart.
All right. Good job.
Here we go.
Point out that he's going to mention that they're both named Kevin. I'm so stupid.
Yeah, who knew that his mother Kim was such a fan, she named Kevin after the character.
I think he was born. Well, you know what?
I don't know.
Let's go with it.
The next movie is Blair Witch Project. Do you think intern Kevin knows the movie Blair Witch Project?
I think he knows this one. I think because Kevin, he hates scary movies, but if a scary movie is like popular and enough of his friends say it's really not that scary, he'll watch it and then he'll be the biggest fan in the world of it.
Okay, I'm going to say he does not know this movie and he thinks it's a movie about a witch named Blair.
Susan, you only need one more to get it right.
Susan, do you think he knows the movie Blair Witch Project?
I think he knows it and maybe peed his pants when he watched.
Okay.
I like Susan.
I like Susan too. She's a little
sad. Blair Witch Project. It's a horror movie about witches that come and kill people. Mainly scientists is that creator.
No.
First of all, he called it the Blair Witch Project. And then he said it was about witches and scientists that create her.
But I would have almost have given it to him if it wasn't for, can I hear that last part again? Just because that's great.
It's a horror movie about witches that come and kill people. Mainly scientists is that creator.
The scientists.
I would have given it to him until he said the last part.
Did he say creator or crater?
I don't know. Okay. All right, Susan, you didn't get that one.
All but right. You know what? I don't blame Susan for that one.
All right, here we go. One more. 27 dresses. Do you think intern Kevin will get it or not?
Oh, God.
I don't even know what this is about.
I believe it's a always a bridesmaid, never a bride situation with Katherine Heigl.
Yeah, it's a little older.
It is a little older.
It's a chick flick, so I'm,
It's a chick flick, but it's a little older. I'm going to say he does not know.
I mean, it sounds like it's his wheelhouse.
It does, but...
All right, Susan, what is it?
No.
Okay. Doesn't know it.
27 dresses.
27 dresses. It's a movie about a newlywed couple. The bride, is choosing her wedding dress that each of her 27 friends picked out, and she doesn't know which one to choose because they're all her best friends, and she doesn't want to hurt their feelings.
I don't think that's
it. No, that means
Susan. Susan's the winner.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
We got you a pair of tickets to see Harry Styles when he's going to be at the Golden One Center in July of 2018. All right, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
The Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.